going to have a quorum bigger than this, but this is a quorum, so we might get started. Is there anybody coming in? Okay, let's proceed. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the December 17th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman? Hales?
Here. Good afternoon. Welcome. We've only got two items before us. The first is 1339.
Direct all city bureaus to convert existing single-user gender-specific restrooms into all-user restrooms within 6 months of passage of this resolution to develop a plan to increase the number of all-user restrooms citywide and to implement gender-neutral policies.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm going to begin with some very brief introductory remarks. We will then invite Chair Kefouri to kick off the afternoon discussion, and then we have two distinguished panels we're going to ask to join us. Mayor and colleagues, I am very proud this afternoon to present the resolution before you. I believe it reflects our best values and affirms that the City of Portland is welcoming to all. It is consistent with our Civil Rights Code and administrative rules regarding non-discrimination. It is about removing barriers, and it reflects the best thinking of community partners, city staff, and my team. Finally, it affirms the civil rights of transgender individuals who are so often without safe access to restroom facilities. Here's what the resolution before us does. It requires that we change the signs on all gender-specific single-user restrooms to be explicit that all users are welcome. Next, it directs OMF, the Office of Management and Finance, to develop a policy incorporating all-user restrooms in new construction and substantial renovation of city facilities. It instructs the city attorney and human resources to work with bureaus to remove gender-specific language in all forms and policies. Now, because the legal landscape here is still unsettled, we have written this to give the city attorney and HR flexibility to work with the bureaus to find the best way to move forward. And last, it asks OMF to assess the feasibility of providing all-user facilities in every city-owned and city-occupied space and to return to council in the future with a proposed plan for review and discussion. OMF's evaluation will consider the possibility of converting a portion of our multi-user restrooms from gender-specific to all-user, and the proposal will include an assessment of cost and an implementation proposal. In closing this afternoon, in my introductory remarks, I believe that everyone benefits when arbitrary gender-based limitations are removed from restrooms. Older adults, parents with young children, people with personal attendance, as well as transgender individuals. This resolution is long overdue at the City of Portland. Multnomah County instituted a version of this policy in 2013. Portland State University, Portland Community College, even Grant High School have all adopted similar policies. Nationally, we're following the lead of cities like Austin, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., and our neighbor to the north, Seattle. And because we are not the first, we have the benefit of learning from the experiences of our other public and private partners. Mayor and colleagues, we have a distinguished lineup today of invited guests who are going to share some testimony. And Mayor, if I may, with the prerogative of the, or in the tradition of this body, I wonder if we could invite up the distinguished chair of Multnomah County to give the first remarks.
Of course. Welcome. While she's coming up, I want to welcome Val Turner and students from Beaumont Middle School. Welcome. Nice to have you here. Some of whom are planning to move from those seats to these seats at some point in the future, I hope. So, good afternoon. Welcome.
Deborah, thanks for joining us today. I know you had to move around some things on your calendar, and I think because Multnomah County has been leading the way on this issue, and because you have some experience, we thought it was very important to hear from you first, and we're honored that you're here.
Thank you. Well, good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Deborah Kefouri, and I'm the Chair of Multnomah County. I'm pleased to be here today to offer my support for Resolution 1339 to create all-user restrooms in city facilities. I believe that this action will remove unnecessary barriers for members of our transgender community, as well as for families and people who need help accessing the bathroom. This is exactly the type of forward-looking leadership residents have come to expect from their local government. In Multnomah County and in the city of Portland, we are committed to equity and policies that eliminate discrimination. Domestic partner benefits and trans-inclusive healthcare are just two examples of our jurisdictions leading on equity inclusivity for our LGBT community. When Multnomah County began creating all-user restrooms in 2013, we did so because we learned that we had employees who were leaving their office buildings on break to use public restrooms and other facilities. This was unacceptable. Since 2013, we have converted 141 gender-specific restrooms to all-user, and we have 44 buildings where all-user restrooms are available to the public. Where we don't have single-stall facilities, we are creating them. All of these steps will make sure that our employees who are transgender and any visitor to our county buildings who is transgender will not have to worry about this most basic human need. And I appreciate that the city is doing the same. Even though this may seem like a small action, it helps build a more just world, not only for our metro area residents who will directly benefit, but for all Oregonians. Today, there is a transgender young person somewhere in our state who will see this on the news and will feel understood and supported by your actions. Additionally, we are starting to see gender identity discrimination campaigns in other parts of the country, and if these discriminatory campaigns make their way to our community, we will be able to voice our own experience in creating all-user restrooms and help dispel the myths and the fears. I congratulate you today for taking this step forward, and I'm here to offer my support and assistance in any way that is helpful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks very much for being here.
Questions
for our chair? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Chair Kefouri, thank you very much. Next up, I'd like to invite some other distinguished community members. And Jamie, should I invite all five or break it up? Let's see if we can fit all five. And I think
we can
slide up some chairs. Jamie, could you help us on that? With the following people, please come forward. Debbie Castleton, who chairs the city's DEEP group, which of course stands for Diverse and Empowered Employees of Portland, and I might add is an invaluable employee of the Bureau of Environmental Services. Anna Priebel with Flush, Personal Hygiene Lets Us Stay Human. Jen Burlton of Transactive. Bob Jundeff of Disability Rights Oregon. And Andrea Zekas of Basic Rights Oregon. Okay, so we'll hold that seat open for a sec.
Welcome.
Thank you all, and welcome. And Debbie, would you kick it off?
Sure will. Can you hear me? My name is Debbie Castleton. I volunteer my time for the past 8 years as the chair of the Diverse and Empowered Employees of Portland, as well as the chair of the LGBTQ and Friends Affinity Group. My day job is working for Environmental Services, doing community outreach. I'm here speaking to you as a city employee, a mother, a family caretaker, and a friend. I'm here to support the resolution to direct all city bureaus to convert existing single-user, gender-specific restrooms into all-user restrooms, to develop a plan to increase the number of all-user restrooms citywide, and to implement gender-neutral policies. Everyone deserves equal access to public restrooms. No one should fear violence, harassment, or embarrassment as a result of entering these facilities. Historically, public restrooms have been at the forefront of human rights struggles. African Americans, women in workplaces dominated by men, and people with disabilities. It's time for the next step. Many transgendered and gender non-conforming people have no safe place to go to the bathroom and are harassed, beaten, and sometimes arrested in both women's and men's restrooms. Having gender-neutral or all-user facilities available is not just for transgender people or gender nonconforming people. It could be for fathers caring for their daughters, mothers caring for their sons. And what about disabled people who have a caretaker of a different gender? I have a coworker who suffers from paruresis, a social anxiety disorder known as shy bladder syndrome. A single-user facility is a medical necessity. I have heard that some people are concerned about sharing a bathroom with opposite genders based on cleanliness. This is actually something that's come up with me. Do you have mixed genders in your house, growing up in your home now? Do you share a bathroom? I think sharing bathrooms will become less of an issue as long as there is continued privacy and mutual respect. Recently, someone said to me, why would we have gender-neutral bathrooms when I don't actually have any transgender coworkers? First, you don't actually know that for sure. There are more transgender and gender nonconforming people that work here than you may realize. Second, there are ADA accessible stalls in the bathrooms. Do you happen to know of any coworkers with disabilities that use these that you know of? You don't know, and they should be there in any case. Everyone deserves equal access to public restrooms. Commissioner Fish, I want to personally thank you for all that you do for the community and for your continued support for equity in general and the LGBTQ community. Your old boss, Barney Frank, would be proud. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anna, welcome.
I use this one. Good afternoon. My name is Anna Preble. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today. I'm here to present a statement on behalf of Flush, an organization devoted to broadening access to public restrooms. We want to begin by thanking Commissioner Fish for the honor to contribute to a vital question facing our city. We believe this resolution is an important step forward. Ready access to public restrooms means that Portland will be better known as a city that cares about the health and comfort of every person from all sectors of our city. We want everyone to have adequate access to clean, safe, and private restrooms and not be subjected to physical or emotional stress. An all-gender bathroom policy will bring us closer to the vision of welcoming all members of our community. Forcing someone to find other means of relief because the public restrooms aren't available to them is not the sort of welcome or inclusion that we envision. When public restrooms were first designed in this segregated fashion in Victorian England, only English males were considered legitimate figures in public life. The restriction that excludes the transgender community operates on the very same concept of control and exclusion that discouraged females from participating in public life at that time. We strongly believe that universal and unfettered access to restrooms is the only way to reverse these design flaws in public facilities so that they no longer exclude anyone. It is time. Not only will this resolution make way for common sense upgrades of direct access or single-user restrooms, it will also address the question of equity in segregated public facilities. Long lines exist at women's restrooms because females require more time to attend to physiological needs. Women frequently have caretaker duties for children, elders, and spouses. Designating spaces as all-gender restrooms also mean that the growing number of men in caretaker roles can find facilities where they can tend to the needs of their charges with greater ease and comfort. For these reasons and more, we applaud the initiative to update the signage of single-user or direct-access facilities and seek to re-examine the bathroom designs which are intended to serve multiple users. Members of Flush have discussed at great length contemporary segregated public restrooms and have observed that gender-segregated facilities tend to cultivate different behaviors and interactions. Where men seem secretive or suspicious of interaction in the bathroom, women's bathrooms seem to have allowed for some brief interaction, helpfulness, or even joking exchanges. It seems to us that changing how these spaces are built for the public may introduce greater civility. Behavior could be moderated by simple eye contact and other forms of mutual respect that, for now, seem largely confined to the female-designated facilities. We hope that this culture of respect can also reduce the problem of bullying currently faced by transgender people. We urge you, our leaders, to move forward with this resolution. It respects differences and diversity. It's likely to make Portlanders more trusting in public encounters. It provides healthier options for everyone who visits, as well as those who work or live in Portland. Thank you very much again.
Bob, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, and thank you for bringing this measure forward. My name is Bob Junduff. I'm the Executive Director of Disability Rights Oregon, and I've been working on disability rights issues for over 30 years. At the core of the disability rights movement is an effort to overcome isolation and exclusion from society for people who are identified as having disabilities. And as you can imagine, not being able to use a bathroom when you go out is quite a problem for some individuals. You've heard already that there are folks who have attendants who help them with finding toilets, using toilets. Sometimes that person isn't of the same gender. This is just part of life, and when that's part of your need, you need to have it in order to fully function in society. And so that's why we're very supportive of this measure, because it will overcome a barrier that continues to exist for reasons that are not necessary. So thank you very much for inviting this testimony.
Thank you. Thank you.
Andrea, welcome.
Thank you.
You are, and by the way, welcome to Basic Rights Oregon.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We're delighted.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Fish. And thank you, Mayor Hales and his members of the City Council. My name is Andrea Zekas, and I'm the Policy Director for Basic Rights Oregon. Basic Rights Oregon is the statewide advocacy organization for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and allied communities. We represent tens of thousands of Oregonians in every corner of the state. And Basic Rights Oregon supports the resolution to inventory, re-sign, and plan for possible updates to ensure access to gender-neutral restrooms within City of Portland facilities. We want to acknowledge Commissioner Fish and his staff for their leadership on this resolution. And creating safe, accessible, and affirming bathrooms for all people is an important policy goal, and that will improve the lives of Portlanders. This resolution is particularly important for Oregon's transgender communities. Transgender and gender nonconforming individuals are far more likely to experience violence and harassment. Regrettably, a good bit of this harassment and violence occurs when transgender people visit public restrooms, creating anxiety for me personally and for many others in our community. As a result, the anxiety associated with daily activities of daily living, things other people take for granted. More than 40% of transgender Oregonians will attempt suicide because of this discrimination and lack of acceptance. Part of our challenge is 9 out of 10 people do not know someone who is transgender, and this lack of familiarity creates fear. And transgender people visit public restrooms the same reasons as everyone else to use it. And when we do, we want privacy, dignity, and respect just like everybody else. And we can enhance safety and acceptance by creating spaces where all of us, regardless of identity, our abilities of our age, are supported and accepted. Basic Rights Oregon strongly encourages the council to pass this resolution to create gender-neutral bathrooms. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Other testimony that you've invited?
That's our formal panel. Are there any questions
for any of these folks? Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Mayor, we'll see whether anyone has signed up to testify. We also have city staff here to answer any technical questions that the council may have.
Okay. Questions, concerns, and anyone else want to speak? If not, then I think it's time to take a vote.
Very good.
Roll call on the resolution, please.
Novick.
I warned Commissioner Fish's office that I could not support this resolution unless the presentation included a clip from one of the unisex bathroom scenes in Ally McBeal. And normally, I keep my word. But the presentations were so compelling. The issue is so compelling. I have a transgender family member. I was very touched by the disability communities and Bob Junduff's and others' comment that we have to address the situation where you've got a caretaker and a cared for person of different genders. I think this is a wonderful step for the city to take. I'm grateful to Commissioner Fish. And I also think that it speaks very well of the city of Portland and all of our citizens that there's nobody here to protest this. The fact that there's only positive testimony here today gives me great joy. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, for bringing this forward. It's in really good time considering the design for the Portland building is currently in progress. Portland Parks owns dozens of facilities, and we have already started looking into how to implement the recommendations here to identify single-use bathrooms and put up signage to where the nearest one would be if we don't happen to have one in our facility. I'm very pleased to see the whereas clause that it addresses gender equity in terms of wait times in men's and women's facilities, because to be clear to the public, we're not proposing to change from where there are multiple stalls in a bathroom. Those will for now remain as single gender. As we, again, as we look at the Portland building remodeling, I hope that especially on the floors where we have the auditorium and other public gathering facilities, that we make sure that wait times during breaks are similar for all genders. And I'm very pleased to support this measure, both for gender equity and for people with disabilities and families. Aye.
Colleagues, I want to thank you for your support and for the assistance that you have given me and my office in bringing this resolution forward. And Commissioner Fritz, thank you for the language changes and additions that you proposed. It made it a better and stronger resolution. I also want to thank the stakeholders and organizations both inside the city and outside of our city for their thoughtful input and for their gentle handholding through much of this process. And I want to acknowledge again the key stakeholders. Our community partners included the Sexual Minority Youth Resource Center, or SMRC, the Q Center, the Public Hygiene Let's Us Stay Human, or FLUSH, Multnomah County Chair Deborah Cafori and her senior team, and of course, Basic Rights Oregon. I also want to acknowledge the folks within city government who've worked hard to make this day happen. And there's a number of people that work behind the scenes, and we're deeply grateful for your assistance. At the City Attorney's Office, that's Judy Prosper and Linda Law. Thank you, Judy. At Facilities, it's Kristen Wells, Betsy Ames, and Bob Keita. Thank you all very much. And at PBOT, Steve, it's Zan Gibbs, the Equity and Inclusion Manager. So we are grateful for the service of all those individuals in helping us reach this moment. There's two people in my office I'd like to acknowledge today. The first is Jamie Dunphy. Jamie's here, and Jamie, who I stole from Senator Merkley's office, thank you for your good work shepherding this forward and your thoughtful care. But I also want to acknowledge my scheduler, Aja Blair, who is currently on sabbatical. He's on a trip of a lifetime studying abroad in India, but he first brought this issue to my attention. And I'm grateful for his interest and his passion and his advocacy, and I want to acknowledge that that he played an indispensable role in having this issue brought forward, and I want to thank Aja. Colleagues, civil rights is not a static thing. It's not something you do once and then you're done. As public servants, we have to remain humble enough to recognize that we aren't the experts on everything, and we have to listen to the voices of those who have a different lived experience. We're taking an affirmative step forward today and being crystal clear about our values. And I'm very proud of the city for taking this action. And Bob, I'm sorry for leaving out Bob Junda and the Oregon Law Center for their great work. And so thank you for your support. And today I'm especially proud to vote aye.
Foxman.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fish, for your leadership on this important issue, and very pleased to support it. And I can't help but say, but you're carrying on a long tradition of Water Bureau commissioners who care about everything to do with restroom facilities, as your predecessor, Commissioner Leonard.
If I can just be very clear, though, there are...
I'm voting.
Oh, nice!
There are no ratepayer dollars that are going into funding the broader implementation strategy. I just want to make that clear.
That's an important disclaimer, but I appreciate your carrying on the tradition. And I do appreciate this issue. This is very important. And its importance grew upon me just listening to the public testimony. So please just support it. Aye.
Hales.
Good piece of work. Thank you very much, Commissioner Fish. Aye. Thank you all. And we're ahead of schedule, so we'll take a half an hour break and return at 3 o'clock for our time certain. Val, if you'd like me to come up and answer some questions, I've got a little spare time, so I'll come see your students.